Well, tonight we have called our approximately 100 district masters in from the districts in Northern Ireland to explain to them and discuss and agree with them the course of action, first of all, over the next few days, but in the longer term, over the next few months.
Well, what will that course of action be?
Well, we're not revealing that at this stage, but it will involve protests. It will be legal and peaceful, and no one in the community needs to have any apprehension about what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, there's a point of principle at stake here. We believe that the Parades Commission is a body which is ruling continually against the loyal orders and reacting to the threat of violence from republicanism, and we have to protest against that.
Well, when you talk about protests, does that mean that you're calling people onto the streets?
If there are any protests which take place in the public arena, they will be legal and they will be peaceful. And they will be any protests that we organise will be controlled by us, and we will do our best to ensure that. But and I will say this, that if anyone out there has any idea of violence or law-breaking or disorder in their mind, stay away from our protests, because we don't want you at them. In fact, they will undermine our cause if they use if there's any type of disorder.
Well, when this graduated response, are you saying the graduated response basically is protests?
No, I'm not saying that. The graduated response is something that will involve the wider unions family. By that, I mean the political parties. And so tonight is about the part that the Orange Institution will play in highlighting the inequalities and the iniquities of the present system of regulating parades, but it's not part of the graduated response.
And just quickly then, obviously, you know, we have seen over a number of years violence on the streets. We had seen a lot of flag protests. What guarantees can you really give that there will not be violence?
The Secretary of State can't guarantee that, the Chief Constable can't guarantee it, and the Orange Institution cannot guarantee it. But what I can say is that we will play our part in creating the conditions where the possibility of violence is absolutely minimised, and we will do everything in our power to prevent it. And I would also say this, and I would say this particularly to any young Protestants who are listening. If it is in your mind to go out and lift a stone or a bottle or engage in any type of disorderly conduct, don't do it, because you will be falling into a Republican trap. And if you want to play a part in the struggle for the Protestant community in Northern Ireland, go, instead of doing that, go and join an Orange Lodge or a political party or a band, but don't get engaged in violence or illegality.
And how many protests are we going to expect, and how long for?
We will be discussing tonight the nature and the duration of the protests, and so we're not in a position to reveal that at the moment.
Yeah, happy?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. You knew what we were going to ask.
Drew, can you just go in and check?
Okay.
Inform everyone that the camera's quickly going to win, but we're not going to read any faces or anything if anyone's worried.
Yeah.
And then we'll let the them away if that's okay.